This is the closing market report. It is a Monday afternoon. On the phone line from Chicago, up on the 23rd floor of the Boeing building at Chesapeake Energy, looking at the agricultural weather forecast, is Mark Russo. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Not as chilly here today, but I think maybe you're a little cooler than we are there in Chicago.
Yeah, with the 4 to 5 inches of snow we have on the ground here, that's keeping temperatures a bit on the cold side, although readings will be warming up over the next few days as some of that warmer air from the southwest and down by you here moves into our area and melt a little bit of the snow. But overall here, it looks like we're getting into, at least out of more of the extreme cold that we've been in, at least temporarily, we think, over the next week or so. Indications of another good shot of cold coming in next week.
I made note from one of the analysts who called and said, hey, did you see the numbers from the Mississippi River? The flows are up 7 feet from January the 23rd. That's quite something, I suppose.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do with the big precip event that happened a week ago. And we saw numerous areas of the Midwest here receive 1 to 2 inches, even some isolated heavier rain amounts here, and that went into particularly the central southern areas of the Mississippi River, Ohio River, some of the tributaries here to the Mississippi. So that's helped improve things. We still need to improve things more up north towards Minnesota, and that area has not received as much precip as areas further south.
Do you have a dividing line across the Midwest where we are catching up on rainfall and where we're just woefully low still?
Well, I guess still it depends on the time frame of note here. When you look back still over the past 3 to 4 months, still the vast majority of the country here in the Midwest and Plains has been on the dry side. Even with the big precip event last week, that still did very little to make up some of these longer-term precip deficits and improvement in soil moisture and river levels. While improved here compared to a week or two ago, we still have quite some time here. So really tough to gauge a specific area, but obviously the more the better. And we do see some additional opportunities here coming up, both for the Plains and the Midwest, as we see additional systems track across the area. So some gradual improvement or continuation of improvement still expected here coming up.
Your weather forecast for South America?
Well, we continue to see a lack of significant precip in areas of Argentina, and along with that, continued above normal temperatures. So Argentina continues to be the worry spot here. This pattern that developed in January, which actually from a precip total ended up being the driest January since 1995 across Argentina. We see that here persisting at least the first half of February. So Argentina is a concern spot. Brazil, we have limited concern, if any concerns there. But focus is on Argentina.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. If you get a chance, hit one of our Ag Outlook panels. You can find them all at willag.org tonight. We'll be at the Farm Credit Services building about 6 o'clock right there in Mahomet, Illinois.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of 5 new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.